Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Turnbuckle Terminal fans, Sign Guy and QT with you here on another Sunday afternoon as we continue with Moonshine Month here on the program. Real fast before we jump into things, if you're looking for pro wrestling today, blue collar wrestling like every Sunday at the North Portland Eagles in Portland, Oregon. Bizarro Pro Wrestling in Indianapolis, Indiana, featuring Trip Cassidy and Mance Warner. WCWC in Salem, Oregon, UGWA in San Jose, California, and POW happening in Eugene, Oregon today. Without any further ado, I want to bring our guest on the show today, making his return to the program, JB Moonshine. JB, thanks for being here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, since we last had you on the show, as people are aware after last week's program, most definitely, you've had some family trouble with your paw. Lots of family trouble in the Moonshine family right now regarding paw. Can you tell us what the situation is?
It's really difficult right now. I lost him in a contract match. I said if I did everything I did, and I won at bat and everything. And I don't know. I thought everything was good. Zach got attacked. I helped Zach win his out. We became the tag team champs, along with Pa. I thought everything was good. And that's when I know. They backstabbed me. I mean, I was turned on. I mean, Jameson's been out on leave because of a knee injury, and it's just been me, and I have no idea what's going on through Pa's mind or what's happening. But I guess I'm just doing me right now.
Now, Paul on this very program last week alluded to him making a lot more money with the Freak Show. He said he didn't make anywhere near the money that he is making now when he was aligned with his own family. He claimed that the merchandise money never got into his pockets at all. What can you tell us about what Paul claimed last week is regards to the financial situation among the Moonshiners?
I have no idea. I mean, Paul wanted to come in and be our manager and run things, and we allowed him to do whatever he wanted to do. And besides not getting any of the money, I have no idea. I mean, as far as I know, I mean, I'm just not willing to go and do the things that the Freak Show would do. I mean, I'm a better person than that. I did not think that Pa would stoop that low, but apparently blood is not as water.
The merchandising aspect seemed to anger Paul. In the last couple of years, you've really stepped up the merchandising aspect of the Moonshiners. There's all kinds of merchandise right now, so much so that the Young Bucks themselves came to Seattle to scope out what the Moonshiners were doing merchandise-wise. you're clearly doing very well as far as that goes. Did you factor Paul into the merchandise? I know he's got the picture of himself and your cousin Casey Carlisle that he has for sale, but was he making money off the T-shirts and the hats and so forth, or was that going to the other members of the family?
It was going to the house, I guess. I mean, to the sun, to the moonshine, to the business.
Fair enough. Now, we mentioned your cousin Casey Carlisle. Paul said she is the only member of the family that he still associates with on a regular basis, the only one he'll recognize as a relative. Obviously, you and Casey Carlisle, relatives as well. What's the current relationship like between you and your cousin Casey?
I don't know. We don't talk. I mean, she don't come by the house.
I know for a fact that she used to come by your house to visit. Has it been a while since she's swung by there? Do you think maybe she's influenced Paul a little bit?
Maybe. I don't know. She's always the black sheep.
One of the things that a lot of fans probably have noticed, and a lot of people in locker rooms have noticed, you have seemed to drop quite a bit of weight in the last year or so, and you have really transformed your body into a much leaner, much tighter physique. What type of training have you graduated to in the last year or so to make that transformation?
Well, first of all, I've been drinking a lighter moonshine. And after the weeks in and weeks out of feuding with the freak show and getting into the matches I had with that as the last man standing and everything else, I mean, I've had to put myself into shape. I've had to, you know, freaking pull the Rocky, punch some meat, hit some trees, you know.
So you got into a fight with meat and that transformed your body?
Well, not that type of meat, you know, punching meat, you know. I mean, I punch him too, but.
Okay, I got you. Now, there are rumors out there that say the last time you went to a gym, you thought gym was the name of the local bar.
No, I just really go to gyms and I could just, you know, push tires around outside and climb trees.
Last week up in Marysville, Washington, you were at a CPW event where you wrestled Officer Cooper in the main event. But prior to that match, there was a battle royal, and in that battle royal was a very familiar couple of faces. I saw JB Moonshine and Paul Moonshine duking it out in this battle royal. What can you tell us about what happened with that?
I don't know, a couple of guys wanted to be us and beat each other up in the battle royal. I mean, if we fire other guys to be us, I mean.
Some were claiming it was the greatest JB Moonshine match of all time.
I highly doubt that, but I've had a few.
I could see your point of view as well. Okay. Now, CPW is one of just several promotions that you regularly go to perform. You also were on a show last week that was multi-promotional. It was part of a bigger festival called ABC Days. You've taken part in both of these events where you wrestled several different times during the course of the day. What was the experience like for you at ABC Days?
It was good. Anything that would help out or benefit children or you know, and I'm the type that has no problem giving back or giving to. So, but it was fun. I mean, I got some good practice in, so when I do get back to BCW, I'm learning, you know.
I don't know if you got there in time to see this, but I got there, and when the ring showed up, the Air Force and Superman carried the ring up a flight of stairs to assemble it. Have you ever seen any ring crew anywhere in the world made up of the Air Force and Superman?
Nope, never. That would be the first for me. I was running a little bit behind because travels and stuff, so I didn't get there right at the beginning. But I was there enough to, you know, wrestle a couple times and get that.
I had never seen it in all of my days. I've seen a lot of strange things in my days. A lot of strange things. Never had seen that. Speaking of the ABC Days, there were several matches at ABC Days featuring someone I cannot stand. I was in the dressing room the entire time coordinating the event, learning how to produce. And I understand that idiot Darth Tarda snuck in through the side door, went to the ring and started challenging people, including the coach with the most coming at us from coast to coast. He doesn't mean to brag, but he's got to boast. It's really hot in here, so he's going to roast, so we raise a toast for the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones. Did you come across Darth Carr? Did you get to punch him in the face? Because there's a bounty on his head.
I did not get to chance to. I mean, I had, like, last year, I did not get to punch him in the face, but...
Well, there is a bounty on his head if you ever happen to see him somewhere.
Okay, I'll take that in mind.
Now, yesterday I threw him out of the ring and sent him packing. I don't know if it ended his career, but I was hoping. Now, one of the things that I don't know if you pay strict attention to or not, but in the last couple of weeks, the NWA has released its brand new YouTube series. They release it at 6:05 every Tuesday. It is an hour-long show held in a studio in Atlanta, Georgia. They have tried to revive the NWA brand under Billy Corgan. He's put a lot of money into it in the last little while. A lot of big names are attached to it. Have you been keeping up with what the NWA is doing?
No, not much, you know. I mean, being out in the hills of Arizona, you know, you don't get too much TV or Wi-Fi or anything, you know. Sometimes I ask that I go to my neighbors that's like 50 miles away and borrow it.
I can definitely understand that. At one point in time, Blue Collar Wrestling, which is one of the promotions you're at very regularly, was an NWA affiliate. So you, of course, were an NWA wrestler for a while. If the NWA were to call you, is that something that you think you'd be interested in, or do you think that you would need to see a little bit more of what direction they're going before you would commit to something like that?
I mean, it depends. I mean, if they called me up and wanted me to do something or whatever, I mean, I'd possibly do it.
apparently Corgan is a good payoff guy.
That's the same money talks, you know.
But we have a game on the show we like to play. We call it Word Association. I believe you have done this before when you've been on this program. I'll throw out the names of some people that you most likely have come across, and the first word or two that pops into your mind is the answer. Are you prepared for a round of Word Association?
I suppose.
Here we go. Lumber Zach.
Undefeated, I guess.
Referee Aubrey Edwards.
AEW.
Darth Carter.
Needs to get punched in the face.
TJ Robinson.
Professional.
Billy Moon.
The Rat Team.
Kelly Klein.
ROH.
Darkness.
Skull.
M.D. Lyski.
Who?
M.D. Lyski, the ring announcer.
Oh, M.D. Bald.
Dave Havoc Hollenbeck.
The wrestler.
Randy Taylor.
He talks a lot.
Referee Aaron Thomas.
I forgot who that is.
Coach Steele.
Little subdued.
Always had something to say.
Dave Turner.
Bid moves. He likes to slam bid moves, yeah.
Adam Reyes.
Princess.
And the last one, Diafula Dabashi.
A fork.
Well, since you are without Paul now and you've had a manager for the last several years of your career, are you scouting out other managers? Are you interested in bringing in a new manager for you, or do you think that it's going to be a while before you would have another manager?
I'm not sure yet. I mean, we haven't came across yet. I don't know what they're on about with Jameson being injured and everything. So, but yeah, we haven't discussed about new managers or anything like that. Right now, I'm just running the scene of life and doing what I had to do.
Now, if the percentage is right, I'm a highly successful manager as well, just to put that out there.
Well, if it happens to be a good manager and this man, then maybe I will, maybe I won't. I have no idea. Just time will tell. Right now, I'm just trying to dip by, do me, Todd to do himself, or the free show, whatever he wants to do.
And we mentioned some of your other family members. One of the more successful members of the family, of course, Jason Kincaid, Paul's nephew. He wrestles for many organizations, not only here in the United States, but in Canada and in Japan. He also is a member of the Dragon Gate USA and Evolve rosters. He's had a lot of success. Do you get to catch up very often with your cousin Jason Kincaid?
No, not really. He's always busy doing other things, and I'm always doing my thing. So, you know, maybe during holidays or reunions or something.
That must be a really interesting reunion when you have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we mentioned that Jason Kincaid goes to Japan, and that is a goal for a lot of wrestlers to be able to wrestle in that country. It used to be a status symbol if a wrestler were to go to Japan and come back with the Ribera Steakhouse jacket. A lot of independent wrestlers right now are getting opportunities to go to Japan more than any time in history. Is Japan something that is on your radar as a career goal, or have you given it any thought of going international?
I haven't decided yet. I mean, I am kind of, you know, in my middle age, and so I don't know if I could handle being up in the, or with Japan or whatever, but I don't know if I'd actually handle going to Japan or handling any of that, but, you know, I mean, if they offered, I'd probably give it a try.
No, it's Monster.
Now, another place that a lot of wrestlers are going to right now is England. They have a completely different style there. They're a lot more mat-based, a lot more submission wrestling-based. Is England something that you think you would enjoy, or is the style too different from what you normally do?
I wrestled Mexicans and Lucha and other type of wrestlers. I could probably, you know, get the basis. I could probably handle it.
Now, keep in mind, if you do go to England to wrestle, they drive on the opposite side of the street there.
When I was a kid, Pa used to do both, so.
Well, we have another game that we play. I believe you've done this one as well. We call it Bring On to Choice, Bring On to Funk. I'll give you a series of two options, and the one that you most prefer is the answer. Are you prepared for a round to Bring On to Choice, Bring On to Funk?
I guess.
Suicide Dive or Moonsault?
Oh.
Is Suicide Dive or a Moonsault?
Dive.
Pinfall or submission?
Pinfall.
Trunks or tights?
Overalls.
Apples or oranges?
Oranges.
Thanksgiving or Halloween?
Halloween.
Hogs or sheep?
Sheep.
Lance Storm or Lance Von Erich?
Lance Von Erich.
Sir Oliver Humperdinck or Slick?
Humperdinck.
And the last one, tag team or singles?
Singles.
One of the things that professional wrestlers tend to gravitate towards when they think that the in-ring career is getting closer to ending is promoting. A lot of wrestlers will set up their own company, run their own shows, and kind of ease into that aspect of the business. Is promoting your own show something that has ever entered your mind at this point?
No, I never really wanted to promote my own show. I just go and entertain people and amuse them and, you know, be me.
With as many family members as you have, you could have Moonshine Championship Wrestling and give your family a whatever pay they would take. You'd have a full roster.
Yeah. Some of my family members want a lot more than, you know. They don't want no hot dog in a handshake.
Well, I'm guessing it'd be like a moonshine and a high five.
Yeah.
Well, at this point in time, QT Vokes is standing by, and I'm sure that he has many, many questions for you. So I'm going to hand things over to QT.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sun Guy. Hello, JB.
Hello.
Yes, JB, we had on what I would call an historic 2 weeks on Turnbuckle Turmoil. We had on Sin Bodhi. And he played Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. And then last week, your father, Pa, also had Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. However, we repeated these choices of Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk in the first ever compare and contrast two contestants 2 weeks in a row. And the results were published on Facebook. You yourself may have missed those results. Would you like to hear four or five results of Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk, of what Sin Bodhi chose and your father chose?
Sure.
You know, we compare and contrast. It was very historic, if you want to, yes.
Go for it, QT.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very kind guy gave me the go-ahead. Okay, one choice was Scottish kilt or three-piece Armani suit, and Sin Bodhi chose the Scottish kilt, while Pa chose the three-piece Armani suit.
That's what he chose.
Very
strange.
And one choice was Leapin' Lanny Poffo, or Coco Beware, both contestants, both Pa Moonshine and Sin Bodhi chose Coco Beware.
Okay.
And there was one camel clutch or front face lock. Both Pa and Sin Bodhi chose camel clutch, where I thought the result would have been split. And
okay.
This is staggering. Stan Marsh of South Park or Linda Belcher of Bob's Burgers. Sin Bodhi chose Stan Marsh while Pa chose Linda Belcher of Bob's Burgers. That was staggering. My question is, do you believe Pa has the characteristic or mannerism of Linda Belcher of Bob's Burgers? Since it's split from you, since his family split, has he taken on Linda Belcher qualities?
I have no idea. Since he's left with me, he's been with the preachers, and I have no idea what he is required or does.
Oh, okay. Kind of muddled, all right. Muddled personality since he split. Okay. All right. Well, JB, how did this painful split with Pa Moonshine shift the balance of power in BCW? There was a seismic shift, at least according to Kevin Brandt. What is your opinion?
I'm not sure exactly the question.
Well, okay. Well, do you believe that Pa Moonshine took his talents and there was a shift in power because Pa Moonshine has the wisdom of age? Yes. And he may have, took some of his talents and insider secrets of the Moonshine clan to opposite factions. Yes. He may have weakened your team. Would you agree with this assessment? Weakened your team?
I don't think so. I mean, the crowd is still behind me. I'm still winning my matches. I mean, he says he's the manager of champions, but technically the only champion he has is Big Vicious.
Wow.
So I haven't seen no game yet. We'll find out, because, I mean, that winner has got, you know, Lance Freaking Dean today. So we'll find out.
Do you think your split with Pa increased your moonshine consumption?
No. I've lost like a 200 pounds ever since Pada, if you get my drift.
Wow, lost 200 pounds, yes. Okay, all right. Well, JB, now that you have an opening on your team, have you offered a tryout to the Yemeni assassin Defoe Dabashi to join your rank now that Pa has departed? Do you think you'll have a tryout for the Yemeni assassin Defoe Dabashi?
No, I mean, Dabashi, they're about cheating in their own game themselves. I mean, I might have this stick with myself, just doing me. Everybody wants to consider me the underdog. Well, the underdog has a bite, and I'm going to show them.
Wow. Okay, are there any chances you'll recruit Dave Havoc Holland back as your manager?
If you ever want to do that, would be awesome, because I'd probably learn some stuff from him. But like I said, he's got his own stuff going on, you know, doing the NXT and everything, so.
Okay. All right. Well, JB, have you ever had a bad batch of moonshine that has caused a loss to a lesser opponent? A bad batch of moonshine?
I have had it where somebody has spiked my moonshine in the middle of me trying to get it and get power. Yeah, somebody spiked my moonshine to cause me to get all weird.
Okay. Well, JB, you have said in the past that Cousin Jameson is your half-brother from New York City. Did he used to run? Did he used to run? Oh, he is a kid, the cousin, yes.
Yeah, his name's Cousin Jameson. Yeah, he's my cousin.
Is it true? Is he originally from New York City?
No. Lampstein is from New York City.
Oh, okay. Because someone out here in the Northwest started a rumor that he used to run with the Vente Lattes, a vicious street gang from the Bronx. That's what they started. Someone started it. But since he's not here, okay, not bad. Now, JB, is there any chance that we can repair the damage between you and Pa? I mean, when I speak of me, I'm speaking to the fans of BCW. Is there any way? Maybe a meet and greet?
I have no idea right now. I mean, things have been said. Things have been done. They tried to take away my damage and humiliate me by going out there trying to baby shark. It did not work in their favor. And so I still won. Still got my name back. Still JB Moonshine. mean, even if Tom wanted to come back, it'd be really hard to swallow. It'd be really hard to take.
Oh, okay, very good. JB, are there any truths to the rumors out of Shelton, Washington, that now that he is free of family duties, that Pa Moonshine will join the hit on TV, Mountain Monsters, and he will give them the wrestling and IQ edge that they desperately need? Any truth to those rumors, Mountain Monsters?
What's the question? I'm not.
Is there any chance that Pa Moonshine will be joining the cast of Mountain Monsters?
I have no idea what he's doing. I mean, as I said, he's doing him and I'm doing me, and I have no idea. It might be with the cast of Monsters, it might not. I have no idea. Whatever the preacher tells him to do.
Well, I can certainly say wholeheartedly that as a BCW fan, I hope he joins Mountain Monsters for their dental clinic. for their dental plan. Okay, very good. All right. Now, JB, for all our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners that have not heard what the exact nature of Cousins' knee injury, can you tell us if it was a contributing cruciate ligament, or what was the exact injury?
He was breaking out. All of that?
Oh, okay, let me see. Okay, what was the exact nature of Cousin Jameson's knee injury? Did he flip a sideways disc, or did he pull some ligament?
They had a chest balance test, and they think that he tore his ACL or his meniscus tendon. So we haven't decided, but he might have to go to surgery, so he might be out for a minute. We're not sure yet.
Now, before this, did Pa Moonshine finance all of the Moonshiner's injuries before this? And do you believe that Cousin Jameson's injury was the last straw and Pa and the split that Pa Moonshine had from the Moonshiners was the cause? He refused to pay any more money to cover more Moonshiner injuries. Was this the last straw that broke the camel's back?
No, Jameson is coming back from a knee injury already, and it's cleared, and apparently it looks all the way better than the injury.
Okay, all right. Well, JB, some guy mentioned before that you have dropped a lot of weight in the past 10 months. So you are bordering on the light heavyweight and maybe even cruiserweight weight limit. If you drop 10 more pounds or even 5 more pounds and Darth Carter gains 10 pounds, you will be in the same weight class. Are there any chances that blue collar wrestling could see Moonshine start tournament because you're in the same weight division?
That could be a possibility. I don't know. But, that kind of really in my name.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, JB, has Kevin Brandt ever demanded that the contents of the Moonshine jug undergo drug analysis? Has he ever demanded that?
A lot of people demanded that, but the problem is, I got a doctor now. I got to say, it is for medicinal purposes. Medicinal purposes, yes. I have a glaucoma, whatever you want to say. I have a thing, you know, we're all good. Everybody knows that I have a prescription. I wouldn't do anything that's illegal.
Oh, okay, very well said. Okay. Well, JB, has this father-son split that you have undergone caused cousin Lucy Carlisle to take up drinking and has it affected her reputation? This has been a family split.
I have no idea.
What was the answer?
I'm not in the loop anymore, so I'm not sure. I can't tell you what she did.
Okay, all right. JB, have you ever wrestled a wrestler named Default Wrestler Number 6, and was kicked out of the Crash Test Dummies? That was Default Wrestler Number 6. I heard you had a good match with him. Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, JB, since Pa has split with the Moonshiners, has his rankings gone up in Pro Wrestling Illustrated, or has your rankings gone up? Has he said the albatross that was around your neck that was called Paul Moonshine?
I think there was after War Games and I beat that winner, and I'm dead in that winner. I had 400 people screaming my name.
Okay. All right. Well, JB, will you be at the next Vaughn Civic Center coming up, the next match?
And October 19th, yes, I will. I got Chuck Payne.
Wow, Chuck Payne coming up on October 19th. That's a very good addition. I would say Chuck Payne fills in. Oh, go ahead. Chuck Payne will fill in nicely of the void that is left by Paw Moonshine. Very nice addition to plug that gap.
It's just another victim in my way. I'm still on my way trying to do it.
I would think that if you get that victory at Vaughn, Washington, your UWI ranking would really soar. Really soar. If you manage to beat Chuck Payne or Chuck Payne joins the Moonshiner, I think that would be a more powerful combination than the JB Moonshine Darth Carter combination. More powerful. Okay. All right, Will. At this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Stein Guy. Yes.
Thank you, QT. Well, JB, speaking of Northwest Pro Wrestling, you were the champion there for a while, but you were unseated as champion by Johnny Proof. Johnny Proof is someone that's taken the area by storm in the last year or so. What do you think about Johnny Proof and his reign so far as champion?
Right now, he's doing good for himself in the past, but his reign is going to come to an end. I mean, I never said that he lost that title. Added to the table, not me, and the last couple times, it's been a cheap shot. So, I mean, I deserve another shot at that title and get my chance.
I understand
You are often introduced as being 200 proof. Does that mean you are weighing in at exactly 200 equivalents of Johnny Proof?
No. That's just a coincidence. It has nothing to do with how much I weigh.
Well, I found it very interesting, though, that they would introduce you as 200 proof, and there's only one of him, so it'd be a lot of Johnny Proofs. Now, with blue-collar wrestling, they have brought in a lot of bigger-name competitors over the last few years. We've seen guys like Funny Bone, Kevin Sullivan, the Honky Tonk Man, Kelly Klein, several of your relatives all coming through. When you're in the locker room and there's guys there that you see off of TV or guys that are more well-traveled and work bigger independents, does that inspire you at all to step up your game a little bit to try to be at their level, or is it just something that it's just another guy in the locker room and it doesn't really affect what you would do?
No, I if there's a locker room, I do try to step it. I mean, I can never step it up like they do, but I step up my game enough because, I mean, I want the crowd to cheer for me. I want them to see what type of response that I get out of the crowd. And that way they will want to come back also because they've had a great experience. I just don't want to crown the bed or
anything. One of the more evil people that has resided in the Northwest for the last 10 years or so is Kevin Sullivan. He's come across your way a few times. He is not only one of the top wrestlers of all time, he is one of the top minds of all time, having booked WCW in its peak years. Did you ever pick the mind of the Taskmaster Kevin Sullivan?
Yes, I did take one of the seminars and our chance to talk to him. And I've been to a couple shows that he's been at and got a chance to, you know, learn a little bit about the business.
One of the more controversial aspects in professional wrestling over the last several years is intergender matches. Some people are very much against it. Some people see absolutely nothing wrong with it. Is intergender wrestling something that you've done very often in your career?
I haven't done it very often. I did it once or twice. But, I mean, I have nothing against it. I mean, to me, I mean, if a girl wants to come in there and play, then, I mean, I guess they just treat it, you know. Treat them the same way.
One of the female wrestlers that often does intergender in this area is someone that could probably knock out most of the men without any problem. That's Kikyo the Fallen Flower. Have you ever come across Kikyo very often?
I shared some locker rooms or whatever, but I haven't had the pleasure of wrestling her in a match or anything.
You're sending him questions.
I wouldn't mind seeing you versus Kikyo.
If it ever happens, it happens. But yeah, at this point, it hasn't came across yet.
Now, she wrestled someone last week that has taken the Northwest by storm, that being local celebrity Steve Miggs. I know that he's been on a card or two with you. He's relatively new, is extremely famous in Seattle due to his popular morning radio show on KISW. Have you had the chance to wrestle local celebrity and the self-appointed verified heavyweight champion Steve Miggs?
Well, I've had the pleasure of him jumping me once and then challenging me for my tag title, for the tag titles, and then not showing up. So that's about it.
Well, then we have that to look forward to, and he does have a title, and you like to collect titles. Now, in a few instances in recent times, after Paul fully joined the Freak Show, he has been referenced by people as a poor man's gold dust. Have you considered bringing in gold dust to do battle with the Freak Show?
It is funny, but I doubt that I have that type of money to bring, as I am my dad.
You never say never in the wrestling business, though. We do know from this very program that at one point a challenge was laid out, and John Cena Sr. wanted to do battle with Paul Moonshine. There was talk at one point of having the Sons involved. Do you know if negotiations ever came close to being realized? Were there ever close times where we were going to get that Moonshine and Moonshine versus Cena and Cena match?
What's the question?
One of my better ones.
I have one question.
Do you know if we ever got close to having that match? Were promoters negotiating with you and with John Cena to team with your fathers?
I have no idea about that. It would be nice if that would happen, especially like now that Paul is a free show, to have me also bring John Cena Sr. in, but it's never been talked about, or I don't think that's gonna happen. I don't know.
John Cena is someone hard to wrestle because if he waves his hands, his opponents usually can't see him.
Yeah, I bet.
There is someone in the Northwest that, like yourself, has made a very dramatic physical transformation. Smooth Steve Rush was very, very broken. He had a multitude of injuries. Was unable to work out. Ballooned up in weight. He got onto the DDP yoga and really transformed his body. He's dropped, I believe, near 100 pounds, and he is refereeing in a few promotions in the Northwest. He's doing moves during training sessions that he was never able to do before because of the increased flexibility. Have you noticed the change in Smooth Steve Rush and what physically he is now able to do? I take that as a no.
I didn't even understand the question, but
I was just asking if you would notice the transformation in him and seeing how he also has gone through a dramatic physical change.
Yeah. Maybe it would help if you shortened the question, because, yeah, the question is so long, I don't know what part of the question.
Well, you know, some of us have a decent attention span. And,
yeah, remember, you got to hillbilly it for me. I mean, I am from the Appalachian Mountains,
so
you've got to
dump
it up a little bit.
I got you. Now, speaking of hillbilly, have you ever been mentored by Hillbilly Jim?
No, but No, but he's like one of the reasons I came up with, I wanted to make my gimmick light with the overalls and everything. He paid tribute. I've always liked, you know, his style and his way back in the day. I watched him a lot when I was a kid.
Were you a big fan of Hillbilly Jim when he was on the animated Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling?
Yeah, I wake up at 7 o'clock every morning to watch that. Every Saturday morning.
Well, we have just a few minutes left in the show, and I want to give you ample time. If there's anything you want to say to the listeners, plug anything and everything you want, social medias, upcoming shows, merchandise, your favorite bookstore, anything in the world, floor is all yours.
Well, as you already said, I got NWP on October 19th, me versus Chuck. And then, like, tonight, BCW, every Sunday, 6 p.m., I got the Pillar of Blood, Taylor Brett. It's gonna be, you know, exciting. I'm gonna, you know, show that young kid what the business is all about. CPW, I'm always, you know, the dates change. I'm hoping to have some dates here about that yet. But anyway, you know, you catch me at CPW. NWP. I'm always at BCW, and then YouTube, Davey Mitch, I always check me out. I'm driving right now. I'm on my way to go set up a ring at BCW, so I do that too. I'm a ring crew. I do stuff. I don't know if I have anything else.
And do you think you'll see members of the Air Force and Superman today when you set up the ring there?
Probably not. Probably me and a few rookies. About it. But we'll have one hell of a show. We always do every Sunday, 6 p.m. Tonight, too. So anybody be there? Is that the Eagles Lodge? 7611 Northeast Exeter.
All right. JB, I want to thank you for being on today. We appreciate you joining us for Moonshiner Month, even though Paul Moonshiner, I guess, technically not a moonshiner.
No, not no more.
Fans, we will be back with you next week, next Friday afternoon. We have the punk rock queen, Jamie Senegal, returning to the show. And then 1 week from today, we have JB's half-brother, Lance. So definitely join us for that. Hopefully he won't Lance Dinas. Get out there, support wrestling, wherever it may be. Lots of shows out there. Go support. If you see JB Moonshine, buy a whole bunch of his merchandise. He's got a metric craft ton of it. Lots of merchandise out there. Pick up a few items, and we'll be back with you next week. Yeah, the bright and hollow sky. You know it looks so good tonight.
See the fittest rip that side. See the bright and hollow side. See the stars that shine so bright. Stars made of tonight. Ocean.